Glacial Radio.
Hello, welcome back to Glacial Radio, season 5.
It's been season a while.
It's been a very long while.
Long time.
It's been so long, I've forgotten how to do this.
What's this? Is this a show where we like display music? I don't know.
Display?
Display, yeah.
This is a music display.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd go to a gig if they ever called it a music display. We've got some really cool tunes coming up, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's been lots of stuff just piling up in the last few months.
Piling up.
So we've got...
Dreams are made as well in that past, you know, 4 months. Like, we went to see Bonobo, like, in March. So that was
amazing. Yeah, that was incredible. We'll talk about it more later in the show.
Yeah, definitely.
But we have... your track to start. I think it's going to be the order. We'll keep it the same order every week, so no one gets confused. you start with your tune first. Yeah.
Okay. No problems. Yeah. Awesome. So we're starting off with this amazing guy I found called Cosmo. He's from the UK, and he really captured the old like the trip hop vibe, and he's got this amazing vocalist called Farah Odali, and she's just amazing. Like, she just completely finishes this song off. Like, it's just such a ambient, you just want to pump your body, but at the same time it's also one of the deep tunes. It's kind of a mixture of not super breaky trip hop and early era dubstep, but not the heaviness of dubstep, just the drum kind of pattern, I guess, if you want to call it that. So yeah, hit off, man. so that was the amazing Cosmorb and Farah Adhali with Aura of Light, and that flipping, the whole EP is amazing, man. Like, check him out on Bandcamp and SoundCloud. I'll link his Bandcamp in the description of the episode. Each of the songs are like, they have like a similar like style of vibe and like mixed down. Like, it's not super compressed. Like, everything's mixed really nicely. If there are any other vocals near the tracks, like, they're really like clear, present, and like, oh yeah, the mixing is just spot on, man. And I think it would transition really well to like a live set. Like, if you were to just, you know, convert each of the stems into like a live, you know, thing, it would just work so well. Like,
it definitely would. It's really, really pure sounded vocals, and it reminded me of the old, it was called Dubstep for Deep Heads. There's like a YouTube channel that I think is now a label, and they did like a lot of mixes of this kind of stuff that was like almost what I thought at the time was like chill out dubstep, but this is, I guess, has more of a garage influence. The like,
yeah, yeah, it's old, like a really nice fusion.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, yeah,
it's real, it's nice,
so good. So yeah, definitely check him out. And yeah, we're moving on to the second new track. So who we got?
Awesome. Fairly new, not that new for me, because I'm not particularly I guess I dip in and out of like super new music, and I don't know, I'm a bit of a Spotify like hound when it comes to stuff like this, just like collecting all the tracks, and this one's fairly new, so it's from a year ago. Okay. This is Rival Consoles with Haunt. And it's really like slow, progressive, electronic. It's not particularly like trip hoppy. It has got, you know, like a subtle beats throughout, but it just caught my ear, and I've saved it for ages. This was like saved from when we stopped the show, you know, back, you know, when we finished season 4. So I've had it ready to go for ages. So
yeah,
so,
sweet. Okay.
Finally, want to get it heard. So here we go. Okay, so that was Rival Consoles with Haunt. Really, really cool progressive tune. A lot of like negative space, especially towards the beginning. And then like as it gets towards the end, it's a lot more like fully developed, the sound, and like really nice guitar riffs going on in there as well. Quite like bland, the guitar. Not, no, that's the wrong word. That's a negative word. What's the word?
It's a quite like, it's a no-no word.
It's a no-no. It's kind of, it sounds like a mic recording an acoustic, like classical guitar from in a room kind of thing. Like it was a bit of a weird mix on top, but it sounds really nice anyway. Like it so tightly fits with the rhythm and the riff.
I like it. It's like I've not really like heard tunes like that. I don't even know what you classify that as. Is it like a classical electro? Like, because it does have like, you know, I don't know. It's classical really elements. Hard to.
I don't know. It's kind of just progressive, I guess, electronic progressive. But it's so broad that it's really hard to try.
Yeah, it's so broad.
If you can't show someone that track and then be like, find me tunes like this. which is actually what's quite good on Spotify for that stuff actually. Which is what I like, how I found that is, you know, other tunes like it just start a song radio and it basically just does it based on what other people have listened to after listening to that or in the same playlist or something like that.
So
it's quite a nice like mixture of stuff. It's a really cool track, so awesome.
My criticism with like tracks like that is like the arpeggiator can sometimes make the track sound like too like metronomic. Like I feel like the arpeggiator needs to like evolve like slowly or do some sort of change throughout, you know, because it feels too like it's too staticky after a while. When you keep hearing it in the background, it actually becomes like a prominent element in the back of your mind. Well, to me it does anyway. I don't know. But.
Well, sometimes you can lose focus on the rest of the track and all you can hear is that.
Goddamn.
Because it's the same thing again and again. But it wasn't too loud in that track. It was actually like, it was okay. And I think the reason it was okay is because they were really short stabs. If they were longer, it would have overridden everything else.
Definitely.
But yeah. So I guess we were just going to quickly talk about like when we went to see Bonobo, because the first track in your mix coming up is Bonobo. This is from his new album, isn't it?
Yeah, it's new stuff of my migration. I think he released it February the 14th, I think.
Yeah.
So that was like a month and a bit ago. But
blown away.
We went to see him and it was just amazing. Like,
It was incredible. It was, I wasn't expecting that as the experience of listening to Bonobo. It's usually very relaxed or chilled out or.
Yeah.
I don't know. You listen to it when you're doing other stuff as well. It's like nice, like driving music and all that sort of stuff. And it's so intense live.
Yeah. And the progressions.
And it's really like, you know, all the musicians are just incredible that he's got together. And like, I guess he uses different singers on every tour sort of thing. Like, and obviously he used to sing the singer from, what song was it she originally sang on? It was on North Borders, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think is her name Jadene. I think I'm not probably butchering the name, like the pronunciation, that's her name. Yeah.
So then, like,
she's amazing.
Yeah, she was great. Like when they did the
so
encore,
versatile.
She came on and did her like the song that she like originally recorded with Bonobo, but she sang all the like new ones and stuff. Like
just
amazing. And it's funny because I've not actually been a huge fan of the latest album. Like it's not a criticism negatively of the album itself. I think it's really good. I just think it always takes me a while to build up to an album of Bonobos for some reason. I don't really know why, because once I've actually listened to it for a bit, I absolutely love it. And I don't think that's just, you know, overexposure to listening to something. You couldn't do it with like, you know, something that I heard on the radio played again and again. I wouldn't start liking that. But Bonobo, just amazing show. I'd like highly recommend going to see him.
Just plant some like grape seeds, man. You just got like, mature wine. Just waiting over it. He's just going to taste amazing.
I think it's probably because he does try to push the boundaries a little bit with his music. Because obviously, it doesn't sound like his previous music. I think it sounds a little bit it, but like, and you can tell the ones he released from the album as singles in the first place were much closer to the previous album, but the other songs on the album are not. And I think my favourite one is, I can't even remember the name of the song. It's the one with the African like chanting.
Oh, Brambro Gernda Koya, something like that. Like, the first one is like, let me just find it real quick.
And it's like that live though. Oh my God, like so heavy. You're not expecting.
Brambro Koya Ganda, that's what it is.
Yeah. That live was nuts. Like,
Yeah, the drummer and the flutist live were just insane. Like, oh my God, the chops that the drummer was doing.
That was crazy.
They did this amazing, like, he did the whole solo from that song. I can't remember. It was from Days to Come. Was it Days to Come?
Yeah, I think so. That's such a recognizable line. It's just funny, like he's playing the sampled flute on a real flute sort of thing. Like, oh, it's nuts.
Oh, man, it's really so good. The chop live is just
everyone
it's
went such nuts a well. When, that one is. When he walked up to the mic with the flute, everyone knew it was coming. Everyone was like, whoa.
it was really nice.
I've never
man.
Seen people go so nuts at a show for a flute player in my life. It was great.
Yeah, but definitely. Yeah. So yeah, that's one off the bucket list for me. Like, obviously I've played like a million of his tunes in all the past episodes, so it's finally nice to see him live and, you know, see the like different renditions of all the old tracks and new tracks, you know, with a different twist. Like the live sets, like he did like a VIPs of like pretty much all of his tracks. Like he used like a think break for one of the songs in his new album instead of the normal drums that he used, and that sounded really cool.
Yeah,
it's like quite energetic change up. So
awesome.
Yeah, awesome stuff.
Well,
so yeah, my first mix. Yeah, exactly. We've got Bonobo with Ontario. So this is like a... I'll describe it afterwards, but yeah. Bonobo with Ontario. The second track is Vanilla with Visions. This was off his newest album, Moonlight. This was released about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Flipping amazing. And the last one is Blossom, which with Step by Step. And this was released on Dusted Wax around like last December. And I listened to the whole album. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to put this in a thingy. And then I kind of forgot about it. And then I remembered about it again. I was like, oh yeah, I got to put these tracks in. So yeah, this is mix one.
Thank you.
That last track was Blossom with Step by Step, and that was from the album Where Are You Hiding. Like, the cover doesn't really represent what the like the tracks like sound like. It's quite a dark cover. It's got like this I think it's like a kid like facing like a door, like, and it's all dark in the room and stuff, and there's like lights.
Sounds like a Slipknot album cover.
Yeah, pretty much, like the way I'm describing it. But it's not it's like not unnerving, but well, I don't know, it's like slightly unnerving. It's not like scary, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, just creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's supposed to be there, like Blossom, the name sounds like it's going to be really nice. Maybe it wants to be jarring, you know? So if you hear the name, you're like, oh, it's going to be all pretty and flowers. And it's not.
But yeah, definitely like amazing drum composition. Like, I don't know, the way I describe it is if, like, you know, you had like a, you imagine like, I don't know, the best, what's like the best like frozen like food that you can just eat in like bite-sized chunks? I mean, that's a whole episode in itself, but like, imagine like I don't know, three mini pizzas. Like, it's just like each section is like a little mini pizza with like a different topping. Like, it's just amazing. Like, you just take a whole bite, you can just engulf in this whole little idea for like a minute, and then another idea in another minute, and then the final idea, you know, maybe it's like a triple stack mini pizza or something, you know. It's just amazing. Like,
there you go. There's the album cover. There's your next album cover, triple stack mini pizza.
Please do that. That's a requirement. But yeah, the whole album is amazing. Like, really nice concepts in the tracks, like amazing sample finds, drums, everything is just fully fleshed out, like amazing. And it's free as well, so make sure you download that.
Is it? Yeah. Really, really good tune.
Second track is Vanilla, and he's just the amazing like glue for all of our mixes. Like, he manages to make tunes like every week or something, like, and somehow he just gives out all of his albums for free.
I don't know how that guy writes as much as he does. They're like bureaucratic, and who's the other dude we have on loads? I've forgotten his name. Anyway, basically the people that we use again and again quite often are the people that are constantly producing tracks, and there's like you look on their Bandcamp and it says there's two albums in the same month, and you're like, how the fuck can you do that? And it's all high quality shit.
Exactly. That's what it's like. Yeah, I don't know. Like, he just comes up with ideas or finds these samples. Like, that guitar, I feel like Vanilla's like sample choice or like his taste in music has slightly changed over the course of his albums, though. Like, I feel like it's quite easy to identify like the changes in like sample choice. Like, he chooses this like really long guitar riff. I don't know if it was self-recorded or what, but like, it just flows really perfectly with the drums and everything else he's got set up in that track. So
yeah.
It's cool. Amazing. And the first track was obviously Bonobo with Ontario. I think all the tracks were named after, like, or not all of them, but most of them were named after places he went to, I think, when he was either touring or just traveling.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming he wrote some of those tracks like when he was in transit, like, you know, in on the train or whatever. Like, he was using his laptop and just like getting samples from random stuff. And then I really like the pacing of that track. It's got a lot of like a negative space, like, again, like the other track that we had, Rival Consoles by Rival Consoles. But it's just I love that sitar, or I don't know if it's a sitar, it sounds like a sitar, or maybe or like a weird like guitar or something like that,
some kind of Eastern stringed instrument.
it is really cool.
I think it's definitely grown on me in the last month, the album. And that track is probably one of my favourites from it.
Definitely.
But yeah, that was a really good mix.
Cool.
Back into the fray. Right. So we've got this is Philanthrop with, or Philanthrope.
Philanthropy. I don't know
how you say it. Philanthropy. But like, isn't that with a, how would you?
Why?
Yeah, but then that would sound weird, wouldn't it?
Philanthrope.
Philanthrop featuring Tesk. And the track's called Sodium. Really cool tune. And that is the first one. Then we've got Juan Rios with Colores, which is, I'm probably butchering the pronunciation of it. And another Vanilla track called Searching from an older album. So have a listen. Thank you.
man.
Searching, and that was a very slow feeling track for Vanilla, I think, and you can definitely hear the difference there between this track, which is a lot older than the one that was in your mix.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a lot more like, I don't know, almost reminded me of like 50s, like weird, I don't know, like a summer's day out, like a picnic or some shit, do you know what I mean? And the same with that Juan Rios track, the second one in the mix, that was had that same summery kind of happy vibe. And that was a lot more kind of like lo-fi.
Definitely.
A lot of space in that, and the bass was very like binary, if you know what I mean. And then the first track, Philanthrop, featuring Tesk Sodium, that was a really cool track. That was very I don't even know how to like explain why I get this feeling from this, but quite often I get this. And actually, when I first started listening to trip hop ages ago, this is the sort of like how I imagined it, and it was like this sort of like dark gray city vibe, like urban, like but dead of the night, raining under a street light kind of, I don't know, it just reminds me of that. I don't know why I get that image in my head. Maybe I saw an album cover or something and then I'll just forever have that in my head. But it just elicits that ambience to me, like that loneliness of being in a massive city, you know, which is kind of a contradiction in itself, but obviously it's possible. But yeah, so that was my mix. Mix two. And yeah, your mix sweet. Is starting with another Philanthrop track.
It is. We're starting off with Philanthropy and Devloop, and that track is Forever. That was off one of their albums, a collab albums that released. I can't remember which one. It might be Cloud Files, or it might be another one. I think it's Cloud Files, the one with the black and white cover. But they've done like Philanthropy's done like about two or three albums with like different dudes like in the past like 4 or 5 months. So I'll say my memory's a bit hazy on that. Second track is The Villain with Another Day. This was released off like a B-sides album that he released about 3 or 4 months ago as well. That's his, all the tracks of that are like they could still be, it should just be another album really. I don't know why I called it B-sides, but it's really amazing. And the third one is Audio Physical with Lifeline, and this is like an instrumental session, and I don't know like how it's just I don't know if it's a live session or not, but it's just, it's amazing. Like it sounds like it is actually, because there's like this really amazing piano, but I'm just talking too much anyway, just playing tracks.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
so that was Audio Physical with Lifeline, the instrumental session. I've actually heard the full version, or I may have heard it. I think it's got vocals on it. It might have vocals on it.
It just sounds badass. Never heard that before, but yeah.
I just love the guitar. It's like if you mix like mayonnaise with like a really spicy sauce. It's like that thin little layer. It's like super concentrated, but it's like smooth at the same time. It's like that really nice, like sharp accent that you can just listen to the guitar on its own and it'll give you like its own story, but then like everything else seen on top of it gives it a bit more context. Like,
yeah, it's cool. I was just saying amazing. When we listen to it, it kind of reminds me of if Bad Bad Not Good were kind of psychedelic instead of, I guess they're a bit more jazzy than psychedelic, but this I don't know, it's got that nice like non-directional direction. You're listening to it, it does progress and it does change. There are like identifiable sections, but it feels like it's just moving naturally, kind of thing. Cool.
The drums are like really like sharp as well, and like all the drum rolls and stuff and the drum build-ups and like the stereo-ness of the drums is like really nice. I don't know if they are 100% edited a little bit.
The drums were like, there were definitely a sample, there was a sampled loop in there, but there may have been a drummer as well. Played the drum loop and then they played everything on top. Yeah, that sounded badass. That was cool.
That live piano with that slight detuning on each of the keys, like you can tell it's got like a bit more of a raw sound in comparison to like a perfectly tuned piano. Like, you can definitely tell straight away. And like with the mic positioning as well, you can tell there's a bit more like space to the piano. Like normally when you use like a library or whatever, it sounds a bit more closed, whereas this one just sounded like open. Yeah. So I just love that sound. It's obviously not used that much, you know, in digital context for obvious reasons, but that just the little like solos and like all the little licks, like they're really complementing the guitar like really well. Like, it provided like a really solid bass for everything to just, you know, glue together. And the bass like really punched through as well. Like that was nice. Mm. It had like a really old school like dub vibe. Like if you slowed the drum pattern down, it's pretty much dub. Like that kind of shuffle pattern. So it's amazing stuff. Second track was The Villain with Another Day. And like this is the perfect like combination between like an indie style track like with the guitars. But the guitar like riffs themselves aren't like incredibly complicated, but they're so flipping catchy and they're like really well layered as well. So
there's a lot of layers really in that track. It was cool. I really like the main lick they kept going over. Yeah. It's the sort of style that I like to play when I play guitar. Sort of like just layer on top of each other of that kind of style.
So you can build like complexities from like pretty much, you know, a simple like line. You can just start building it, and you know you end up with this really nice track. And then on the first listen, you're just digesting the surface. And then as you go down, you're like, oh yeah, there's this like little cool underlayer as well that I really like. And then you're going on further, and you hear like the other layers.
And it all adds up to the total. It's not like if you took one part out after listening to the song, you would definitely notice it, kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah. So I really like that because it gives you like more like listen a bit like replayability as well, because you're listening for different things, like, or you're, you know, appreciating different parts of the track every time you listen to it. So and the first track was Philanthropy and Devolute with Forever. They released an album. I think Philanthropy's himself with other collaborators has released about two or three albums in like the past 2 years with like about 16 tracks each. They were like pretty like well-bodied, like the, you know, the work is really nice. And this track is like no exception, obviously. It's got like this, you know, amazing drum loop. He's like amazing with like these old school hip hop drum loops. Like I think he uses some sort of like Cardware sampler. Like he really gets through that like that grittiness of the drums, like really comes through. And it's still clean, like everything's mixed like perfectly as well. It just gives you that like head bop vibe every time you put on a track like of his. And the sax lick he got, I don't know where he got it from, but that is just carries the whole flipping song. It's amazing.
We need to have a look at that. What's the website called? Who sampled?
Yeah, maybe he's on there.
Just check if it's on there. Maybe, but yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, awesome stuff. So yeah, fourth mix, man. Who have we got?
So we've got a new one by Moderator. We've played some stuff by Moderator before, but this is a brand new one of his new album coming soon. So check out his Bandcamp. This song is the one you get if you pre-order the album. And it's called Harlem River, and it's a much more like classic, like boom bap, 100 BPM, a bit faster, you know.
Sweet.
And it sounds really cool. And then we got Emapia with B-Boy Theme, which as you can imagine is a lot of fun. you definitely need to listen to that song in full, because obviously in this, in these mixes, we cut them down, you know, to fit in the show. But you need to check the whole track of that out.
Has it got like a cool bit at the end or something?
Just
like,
loads of cool like little vocal chops, people talking, there's lots of cool scratching over it. It just sounds really nice.
Okay.
And awesome. And then the last track in the mix is Cognitive with Tributes to the Classics. So here we go.
Standing by the river, smile. Will I miss it all? No. I'll be glad to leave it behind and never come back. Harlem River, talk to me. Tell me what you think about. Harlem River, I'm in love, 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 love.
arrested for drug possession. One of your friends with friends was just arrested for drug possession.
Voulez-vous continuer ou préférez-vous ranger vos affaires? Voulez-vous continuer?
With tribute to the classics, very old school sounding synth sound there. Really cool. It kind of reminded me of like a theremin, if you, because you know theremins are really like, I don't know, they make that horrible like whiny noise when you go between notes, but it's as if they like just cut the whine out of it and just like use the section of each note, if you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it sounds like it's like robot vocoded as well, like it's got that little bit of tonal.
But yeah, so that was a pretty cool track by Cognitive from the Soul Food album, which has been out for a while now. I wonder when he's doing his next big release. That's got to be coming fairly soon.
I think so, yeah. I'm not sure he's going to release it on there. I'm assuming he's signed to a label of some sort.
Yeah, I think he's on Dusted Wax Kingdom, isn't he?
Is it? Oh,
oh no,
oh,
no.
He's releasing it.
No, he was on a different label, wasn't he? I can't remember.
Soul Food or Melton Park or something like that.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was Tribute to the Classics, and the track before that was Amapia with B-Boy Theme, which is awesome.
That's my favourite.
Yeah, it's such a like fun track. A lot of really good scratching and lots of cool little vocal sections and stuff. And yeah, you definitely like get the track and listen to the whole thing, because like there's more afterwards as well. There's like another whole 2 minutes of that shit, and it all changes as well. Like all the scratching is like different. It's not, you know, it's not like a super sampled kind of thing, like where he uses the same one, and a lot of the vocal chops are all different. And yeah, it evolves further as well. It's a really cool track. And the first one is Moderator with Harlem River, which is from his new album, which sounds really cool. Weird timing on that loop, obviously intentional, because you know he would have heard it that it was kind of out, you know, but like I'm sure it's intentional.
You always hope that sometimes. Yeah. you're like
I imagine him like, you know, like just somehow gets across this podcast and he's like, oh shit, it actually is out of time.
That's fine, they've an excuse to me, it's fine.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it sounds cool. I mean, I guess I still get jarred by it, even with some of the stuff like the like, you know, steezy stuff where they intentionally put it out. It still jars me a little bit. I do like it, but it does make me go like, oh, you know, like I notice it very clearly. Whereas I think some people just enjoy it, the sound as it is.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, cool track nonetheless.
Definitely.
So on to the last two tracks, and yeah, there's some cool ones.
Definitely.
We've got but yours first. So.
All right, so mine is on the more subtle scale, not the complete absurd scale. If you're already reading the track list while you listen to this, you're going to know why. But anyways, yeah, so this is Ian E. Wink with Loving You. This was released about 2 or 3 years ago, so it's not like super, super old, but it's like, you know, old, I guess old relative to when I listened to it. So it's like it's got the classic, like super crunchy production finish that Ian E. Wink always has on his tracks. Like, you know, it's like he's got a sugar mix and he's like dusting like the cinema roll, like he's just putting that nice little topping on, and it's just, he just finishes the bun, like you gotta eat that. Why is everything about food? I'm not even hungry. I'm just like, I'm just thinking about all these amazing foods.
I was just about to say that, like, all your, you know, imaginations have been about food today. Well, so, you know.
You know, I'm going to be after this, I'm going to be in the kitchen.
You're going
to
be.
Or I'm going to do like a late night pinnage to like Tesco or something.
Yeah, you lie. You're not going to be in the kitchen. You're going to just go on YouTube and watch loads of cooking shows and shit and just be like no, salivating over the food and not
my
eating.
My stomach would like be like a separate part of my body and it would like walk to, you know, the store and get something for me and then come back.
Oh man,
but, yeah,
stop.
So, amazingness from Ian Wimming. So yeah, hit it off, man.
Here we go.
Reminds me of like a window startup sound from the future.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Like removed all those now? Is there any window startup
sounds?
Yeah,
who knows?
Bit of a shame, man. Like I always just remember, ding a ding.
Yeah, they're pretty iconic, aren't they?
Ding ding. Anyway,
but it's like having a shower and then like drying yourself in like silk, like just. You're just lying in silk, that's it.
What happened with this food?
Very floaty.
Analogies, man. Make it food.
It's. How do you make it food? It's. How can you make something so. I don't know, it's like cracking a creme brulee and like you're just getting that big spoon of like gooey goodness, like, and you're just like. It's just like coating your tongue with like multiple layers of like sweetness and creaminess. And then you're just like, oh, and every like swallow is just amazing.
Like, I feel like you could just say any old shit at this point to do with food and it would just, your brain would automatically just match it to what you think the song sounds like anyway, you know what I mean?
Like, that's right. And if someone gave you a different description after mine, you're going to be like, that's not right.
No,
that's not right. Yeah. It has to be the creme brulee.
It is the creme brulee.
It's like an endless pot of creme brulee as well. So like, you have to dig down. It's like you could go and see China if you kept digging, like it's that deep. Like, man, that's what it is.
Well, but yeah. Amazing. I thought it was really cool. Really like twinkly track. I haven't really listened to much of Ian Ewing apart from in this podcast.
Can you just what are you doing with your life? You need to reassess your life decisions and start listening to him a bit more.
Definitely. I'm one definitely going to do it after this. That's probably my favourite track that you've played of his. and it's just, yeah, it's really nice. Very loud, but like very crispy and not too in your face, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But yeah.
So now, on a completely different tangent, well, in terms of the names anyway, who have you got?
Yeah, it's only the name that's weird. The track itself is really cool. The track's from 1999.
Okay, and it's a proper old schooler.
A band called Crazy Penis.
Ooh.
and the track's called Three Play It Cool.
Okay.
So I just found this again on Spotify, just recommended tracks from like old trip hop stuff that I've been listening to. And it's really cool, like nice like sampley track with cool piano sampled in it and some nice sax. It's got some weird breaks in it with this like sort of breakups of the song where it has like this weird like classical breakdown and then it goes back into the track again. Like, it's a really nice mixture of stuff. I think they actually changed their name to Crazy P, by the way, after that, because I don't think anyone would say their name on on the radio. So you know, when radio was, you know, a thing as much, you know what I mean.
Yeah for the genre anyway. Yeah
for when trip hop was being played on the radio is what I meant. But it's a really, really cool track. I've been listening to it like all the time on repeat. It's like first track to go to when I'm on there.
Is it like a euphemism for like a threesome or something? Like what's the three about? Are there any vocals or anything? Or
no
spoken word.
No vocals in it.
Is there just three people in the?
There's three people in the band.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it is.
And yeah, it's funny because every time I play it in the car, like I'm taking my daughter to school, and it says the song name on the. on the thing, and I'm like, oh shit, change the song quickly before she
crazy
says like
pen is.
She starts with it, she would go K-R-A-Z-E-P-E-N-I-S. Don't go around saying that crazy penis.
My dad likes listening to crazy penis.
Well, he does, it's not a lie, but it would take a lot of explaining to the teacher, probably, like have all the fucking like kids going ahead to their parents. Lily's dad likes listening to crazy penis. Fucking oh my god. Anyway, it's a really good tune. But yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. This has been a roller coaster of an episode, much longer than we usually do, actually. Maybe that'll be a staple for the new season, but we'll see. As usual, all the tracks will be linked from SoundCloud through respective pages, and we'll be posting on Thursdays around 7 o'clock.
Yep.
GMT.
We'll put links for what's it called, the notes, timestamp notes, the normal notes, like where we keep all the episodes, like notes. So if you want to find an artist, whatever, it's all in the Google Doc.
Yeah.
We also upload to Mixcloud and Mega as well. So if you ever want to like look at the backlog, and listen to all our poorly mixed episodes from like when we first began to now, like when it's all crispy and stuff.
Basically, mean when I was doing the mixing, which is now not the case. I'm glad of it because it sounds much better.
You can listen to all our backlog. I mean, there's some obviously funny moments in that, and you definitely pick up on some like classics and, you know, some awesome tunes and stuff in there as well. So
yeah, definitely, like back at the start, we just started off by playing like ultimate trip hop classics. At this point we're playing like, we're trying to find, you know, new stuff, which is, it has its own qualities in its own right, I guess, but if you're looking for like what we think are our like ultimate classic trip hop tracks and stuff like that, definitely go back and have a listen.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, man, glad you enjoyed, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Thanks for listening. Peace.
Cheers.
In the way that I play. I play like, you know, the B-flat drummer. She blows a major second below to start out, but with what you might say, the standard style. Mm-hmm. See, what I'm saying is, you take the key of C. Yeah. You got the partials of the note C there. That's your harmonic series. But that's all you got, man. That's all you got. You can run up, you can run down, but you can't run sideways. You can't run from the law, Louis, baby. I'm outside the law. What I'm saying is, you got exhalation and you got inhalation. But they're two different things, man. You screw up, you got mutilation.